If you go to Facebook to get your news, I would imagine you also go to Home Depot to get your broken leg fixed. It's the same thing. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffel will be by in moments. We will be talking about things you need to decide on before you get married. That's right, it's springtime and everyone's thoughts turn to love and turn to getting hitched and tying the knot and taking the plunge and all that. So if you're going to be doing that with someone, there are things you need to decide on and figure out before you actually take that plunge with that someone. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by Jay Leno. He just won't go away. He has that show that's on every once in a while on CNBC. Have you seen it? Oh, we have. And we'll talk about it. Then more disgusting things that restaurants do. Yeah, they're doing more things that will make you cringe and make your stomachs just want to walk away and not eat there. And we will have the story. We start things off this hour with the hullabaloo that's been going on now for about 2 weeks. And that is whether or not Facebook is suppressing conservative news in its newsfeed. First of all, not talking about the regular old thing when you're looking at pictures of your friends, kids, and memes with cats and all that other stuff. The upper right-hand corner where they list the important news events that are going on in the world right now. And usually it's Justin Bieber this and Jon Stewart that, and you kind of see where we're going. Well, Facebook is essentially run by a bunch of 20-year-olds. And if you think that they are going to be these high-level, cigar-smoking conservative Republicans, you're nuts. Because they're not. So if there has been any suppression of conservative views that would go into the news feed, I'm not surprised. Like any news organization, they have an editor, and they choose what they add in, and they choose what they take out. And that's what's happening here. So a bunch of conservatives are all upset. Well, we're not able to get our conservative news on Facebook. Well, then don't go there. Go to the Drudge Report if you want conservative news. Go to Breitbart. All right, and think about it. Do you really think the average American is going to Facebook to get their news? And who would be going to Facebook to get their news? Maybe somebody who's 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, and there's a good chance they're not going to be conservative anyway. Take a look at any Bernie Sanders rally. Every single person who's supporting Bernie Sanders, with the exception of Susan Sarandon, is between the ages of 18 and 23 years old. So it's part of what you're going to get on Facebook. All of social media. Now, let's look at it from just a business standpoint. If this is Facebook's idea, it's just a bunch of anonymous people saying that they're suppressing this conservative stuff anyway. But from a business standpoint, okay, why would Facebook even be so stupid to do that? They are a media portal. All right, it's Facebook. It's not progressive Facebook, or it's not conservative Facebook. So if Mark Zuckerberg is this giant business genius that we've all been led to believe, he would let anything and everything flow through the news feeds and let people decide. Because people aren't coming to Facebook to get their news anyway. And anyone that reports this story with a straight face, because well, then people will not be getting all of the news. Why would you go to Facebook for news in the first place? When you still have reputable news organizations you can go to. We still do have news networks on cable. I know all the millennials are saying goodbye to cable, and who knows if we're even going to have a CNN in 10 years. Everything's going to be through Twitter or Facebook, I guess. But that's not the point here. The point is, if you are running a media operation, and Facebook is a giant media network. It's not on TV. It's not on radio. It's in the digital realm. Why would you want to upset and turn away 50% of your potential audience and advertisers that want to reach those people because you want to put out a political point of view? Facebook was simply supposed to be a digital community bulletin board where you can share things with people that you know. Stop trying to make everything political. It's this whole thing. Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, our entertainment now even has to become political. Stop with the politics and keep Facebook open for all views and the cat memes. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend. After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever looked back on your career and thought, I should have. I should have accepted that promotion or jumped at that new opportunity.
Priscilla Klayman at Career Strategy says dwelling on what you should have done is destructive. Anger and resentment build up and you quit trying.
She says the right approach is to replace the should haves with what ifs.
Take one of your regrets, like I should have taken that promotion, and come up with as many what if questions as you can.
What if passing on that promotion is giving me the extra time to pursue my passion?
What if I share my regret with my boss to let her know I'm up for a new challenge?
Explore your what ifs for ideas to act on. That exploration will reinvigorate you and set you on a better path. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.